You know, the Bears are playing the Browns on Sunday, Christmas Eve game. The Browns haven't won a game. The Bears not doing a whole lot better. I don't know what to make of it. Coach Mike Ditka joins us right now, as he does every Friday here on the Roll Con Show. Coach, thanks for taking some time today. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but how are you guys doing?
We are fantastic. Is it tough to get a team motivated to play on a New Year's Eve or a Christmas Eve where their minds are, you know, they're thinking about going with their families or getting away? Is it a little tougher on a day like this than it is on another Sunday?
I don't think so, really. If you're committed to your job, you know, you get paid for doing what you're doing.
Right.
They get paid money to play football. So, you know, go out there and play football. Do it the best you can. Do the best job you can. They're playing the worst team in football. Is it the biggest thing in the world to win this game? I think it's pretty darn big to win this game, really. And you got to start something anew. You got to start from scratch right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to try something together and get some confidence back up and then go from there. But, you know, this year is basically a write-off, and they know that. And so you play these games hard, you try to win out and see what you got to build on, and you go from there. But Cleveland is a horrible team and a horrible organization.
Now, you mentioned that, and we all know that. Is it? And again, we know that players are paid a lot of money. They're professionals. They're supposed to do this. In your experience, have you ever come across guys who are looking at a team, they haven't won anything. This should be a cakewalk. We should be able to just go out there and run right over them and have that backfire on them?
Well, sure. I mean, that happens a lot. But, I mean, you don't want to think anything's a cake ride right now. I mean, the Bears have had problems. They had problems executing. And this would be a step in the right direction to get some confidence back, to get the confidence level back. You know, Cleveland's not a good football team. I don't know how to put it any other way than that. I can sugarcoat it and do this and do that. They haven't been a good football team for a lot of years, and
right.
The reason is they're making bad decisions at the top, and as a result, they're suffering.
Coach, how tough is it, too? I mean, these guys are playing right now, and there's all this talk about John Fox and his job and the coaching staff. I mean, what are these guys looking at right now? I mean, can they actually be evaluating, or is it evaluation coming now from the GM, who pretty much we think is going to be back next year?
Well, I think so. It'll probably come more from the GM right now. But listen, I think you really people are going overboard to say get rid of John Fox. John Fox is a good coach. He's proven that. Players play, coaches coach. I had good players when I coached. That's why we won. You know, there's no magic to coaching. You put the right people in the right places and you let them play. But if you put the wrong people in the right places and they don't play, you're going to take the heat too. So just the way it is. I mean, right now, the Bears, I would like to see them go out there and try to finish this thing out on a high note. Play with some pride, play with some confidence, try to get a couple wins. But, you know, to sit here and say John's gone, I mean, why? I don't know how many plays John played this year. I watched him play, he didn't play any. I mean, you got to look at the guy on the field. And they haven't done their job. As simple as that.
Well, and John Fox has said this too, and you know this as well as anybody, Coach. It's a results-based business. And whether maybe you don't have – they didn't give you the tools to win, but it all comes down to, at the end, they look at the record and say, well, we got it. We can't fire the entire team, so
no.
We got to go after the coach, right?
You're 100% right. He becomes a vulnerable guy. There's no question. It's easy to change a coach. When you change a coach, then you can come back to the fan base and say, okay, we got a new coaching staff coming in. There's going to be a lot of excitement next year. We're going to get back on the right track, things like that. But, I mean – I've been in the business too long. Sit here and say it's John's fault, you're silly. I mean, you really are silly. But I mean, I guess you got to blame somebody.
Sure.
I mean, you would never blame the players, would you? Hell no! Don't do that.
Nope.
Hey, let's look at some of the positives here.
Yeah.
Tariq Cohn, a kid that really is running well, and if it not were for a couple of penalties, probably would have had more touchdown returns this year. Just, what would you have been able to do with a guy like Tariq Cohn, and how would you have played him?
I'll tell you, when you got a guy like that in your special teams and your return teams that can bring the ball back like he does, I mean, you change the whole game, because a field position is a big part of football. I mean, when you are kicking off to somebody, you don't expect them to score on you. And when you can get, and even when you're kicking off, your goal is to keep them inside the 25-yard line. And when they get out to midfield and pass midfield, then you got a problem because your defense is not going to be hold up. It comes down to field position. The better your field position, usually the better results you get.
Was it with the Pro Bowl selections coming out this week, were you surprised that there were no Bears on the team? And if you were selecting, were there a couple guys that you would have put on there?
Well, I haven't watched it close enough, but yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I just think it's I look at a lot of things. I mean, the Pro Bowl, can I tell you honestly now?
Mm-hmm.
The Pro Bowl doesn't mean a darn thing. I'll tell you what matters, playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, you don't play the game to get in the Pro Bowl. If you're fortunate enough to be made called All-Pro or be called one of the best in the league, God bless you. That's great. But your goal when you go out there is to be a winner, to play on a winning team, to win championships, to win your division, to beat the Packers, to beat Minnesota, to beat Detroit. That should be your goal. That division is what you – if you can control that division, you've got a chance to be a pretty darn good football team.
So what do you think – what do the Bears need to do in this offseason? You're seeing it. We got a nice groundwork with Trubisky. What do they need to do? Where do the changes need to come?
I like both quarterbacks. I mean, I know they got a good running game. I think at times they play outstanding defense. I think it's the whole package. They're going to analyze it. Whoever comes in or if John's there, he's going to ask. And they're going to look at it. Here's what we did wrong. Here's what we did right. But, my God, if you look at the Bears and you look at some other teams in the league, these guys can run the football. They play pretty darn good defense. They've lost some games that maybe they should have won. There's no question about that. But you can't just go wholesale and say, oh, we're going to change everything. No, you know, you can't change everything. You can't get rid of everything. You know, you'll make some changes where you need to make them, but the organization is sound. The things they do, I mean, like I said, they can run the ball. They got a good running back. I mean, I love the quarterbacks, both of them. They play pretty good. They got some good receivers. Just put it all together. Get everybody to play with some pride. It's important. You know, football, it's a great living. You know, make a lot of money doing it. But you really, really are fulfilled when you can win championships. And yeah. I've been fortunate. I've been in positions where, you know, no one remembers back to 1963, but I do. And the Bears won a championship in 1963. We beat the Giants, and that was a big, big deal. Because that was our goal. And that was George Halas's goal, and we won it. And we won it in 85 because we had a darn good football team. And it's fun. When you win, it's fun. You know, I was in Dallas when we won Super Bowls as a player and a coach. And you know, it's why you play the game. You don't play the game to participate and take home a paycheck. You play the game to win, to get on top, to be the best. And, you know, and then I don't have an answer for it, guys. If I did, I'd certainly wave a wand and make it happen. But they've got a lot of work. They've got to do some soul searching, and they got a lot of work ahead of them.
And coach, you know, fans are emotionally invested. It's a business, but for fans, it helps us get through the day. It's part of our lives, and so we feel differently about it than people on the inside. When you say success comes from the top up, is there that desire? You played for George Halas. They wanted to win. The McCaskies, do they have that same burning desire now?
Well, I would hope so. I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, why would you play any sport or any game? Desire to win, that's the object, that's the goal. I mean, I go back and I said one of the most, my first contract ever signed, I was sitting with George Halas, and after I signed the contract, he said, and don't forget, we have to beat the Packers twice. And I looked at him like, I didn't know what he was talking about. I'm from Pittsburgh. We have to beat the Packers twice. Well, that's how that important that was to him.
Yeah.
And then I understood what the importance of when I played there. But, to me, it's not a sometime thing. It's not a part-time job. It's a full-time job. Do it. Do it the best you can and do it with pride. Do it with integrity. And leave it all on the field. Let's see what happens.
Now, Monday's Christmas. What's a Ditka Christmas tradition?
Well, I'm probably going to light up a cigar. I'll be sitting here and watch some football. I'm watching a Western right now.
Nice.
And, there's not much that I do anymore. I play golf all day today, and I enjoy it. I'm in Florida, and I'll be here until May probably. And, I'm no good at golf, but I love playing. It's competition. You know, I'm competing with myself. I'm going, every once in a while, I hit it where I aim it, and I make a good shot, and then I say, okay, I got it now.
There you go.
it's gone.
That's how golf gets you. They give you a couple good shots, and you figure you got it down, and then you keep playing.
Yeah, and then you make about a 20-foot putt, and then you miss a 2-foot putt.
that's the breaks of the game, right?
It sounds about right. Well, Coach, have a wonderful Christmas. It is always a pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you guys, everybody at WGN. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, Coach. Thanks a lot.